Friday, August the 25th, we tuned in to CKUT's first ever Breakdown, a show that looks at the daily lives and issues faced by racialized youth in Montreal. This show focused on racial profiling of criminalization and policing on Montreal streets. The show aired interviews of youth who faced police harassment and who fought back against the criminalization of youth and that police brutality and poverty that takes place around them every day. Breakdown also featured local hip-hop artists who challenged the injustices of the system through their music and their call to action. This was a show on CKUT's 90.3 FM, Off the Hour, part of the CKUT Community News Collective.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old men.
Now tuned in to the first ever Breakdown on CKUT 90.3. I'm your host, Rashad Spector, and we're about to make history. All right, so let's get down to it. Basically, this show is the beginning of the series that we decided to start off the strength of the Head in Hand segment on racial profiling held about 2 months ago. CKUT gave me a 30-minute spot for every last Friday of the month. And now this is where you come in, the audience. The more listeners tune in and the more feedback we receive, the bigger my chances are of getting a weekly segment. So this is where I need you to do whatever you can. Call in if you want. Send us emails. All right, so be sure to call in if ever anything we're speaking about interests you at all. And since this is a part of the News Collective, I'll be touching certain topics around racial profiling and social issues in our communities right here in Montreal. Also, I believe that local artists must be given a chance to be heard on the radio more often. So I'll be playing music of personal friends of mine, and hopefully if there's continuing success to this show, we'll be playing some of my music as well. You know, there's no better way than radio for self-promotion, right? Anyways, so let's get to it. I have one of my good friends here in the studio with me. He goes by KD. I'll let him introduce himself.
Yes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I go by KD, and I'm here with my good friend Shad Spect, Rashad Spector, and we're going to talk here about how the police department of Montreal is with the youths. And basically, I want to start off with a quick thing before we introduce our other friends. I want to start off by a little situation that we had a couple of days ago. How about you start talking?
Yeah, me and KD both go to Dawson College, and we were waiting for class one day in KD's car. And what happened is that cops just came and parked in front of us and didn't say anything for about 5 to 10 minutes. So, you know, they just stayed parked in front of us. And then all of a sudden, they both get out and come towards the car and ask us for our ID. Now, we weren't doing anything wrong. We were waiting for our class to start at 11:30. So they take our ID, go back into their car, and come back out 5 minutes later and give us back our cars, like everything's cool. But then start asking us where we're from. Personally, I found it was a very irrelevant question. I ended up telling the police officer I was Lebanese, but I took down his information because I felt that it was a very irrelevant question to the situation we were in. If you want to continue on that note.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Is that personally what I think is going on is that the police is his own gang. See, they're going after the youths, but basically what they're doing is stereotyping. And I just want to tell you that Montreal is not exactly what you think it is. I know a lot of places are rich, but in the places where there's more poverty, for some reason the cops are always after the dealers. But it's not that they look at everyone that's young, that dressed in a certain way or talks in a certain way, and they think that he's a gangster, he's in the streets. But that's not the way it works. See, maybe hip-hop is another influence that we have. Hip-hop music, it's been going on and it's still going on, And basically, what we're trying to do in Montreal is grow in a way that people will listen to our music and understand what we're talking about. See, right now we're on the show talking about the police and the police situations. And I'd like Rashad to introduce some of our other boys.
Yeah, for sure. But before we get to that, I just wanted to play one of Katie's songs because he is a local artist. He does represent NDG. And, you know, this is just one of his earlier tracks that we're just going to play on right now.
KD, be hungry. Went to wars, Colin Mikes, shout outs to Cease Rock, Johnny Hostile, Fancying them, Royal Peasants, Urban Logics, Double F Flex, Gloss One, Cinecal, Sister Medusa, get in the movement, we here,
Ayo, it's KD, Winter Wars. What up, GMP? Hey, yo.
Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. Always showing y'all my best, but you won't seem impressed. So I'ma keep doing what I do and nothing less. Just trying to figure out what's coming next. Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. Always showing y'all my best, but you won't seem impressed. So I'ma keep doing what I do and nothing less. Just trying to figure out what's coming next.
Bottom of the ladder and the ladder is high. While they rapping both platinum like it's a matter of life. Commercializing hip-hop and y'all falling for that. Rap stands for rhythm and poetry. Not balling and gas, calling me whack. Just because I'm rhyming with facts. Silent and fast, riding the grass to get high and relax. Sit back, think of the future, forget finding the past. Be yourself, dog. Stop hiding behind a mask. The young point in life, I already passed it. And that's it, why the fuck you overreacting? And easy even they classics. How you gon' act like somebody that's in a casket?
Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. Always showing y'all my best, but you don't seem impressed. So I'ma keep doing what I do and nothing less. Just trying to figure out what's coming next. Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. Always showing y'all my best, but you don't seem impressed. So I'ma keep doing what I do and nothing less. Just trying to figure out what's coming next.
Not me, it's just my voice reflected on the mic. Telling me my rap is bad when I perfected that shit twice. You bitches think that you look impressive with your rhymes. But listen to me, your brain gon' get infested with my lines. My shit gets you nervous like if popo's in your home. Shit is more addictive than the cocoa in your nose. Brain is just a little bit slow-mo from the drove. You don't see, but I always show more than supposed. Shit's impossible like seeing a homo pimping hoes. Always wishing that my rhymes grow old and explode. Rapping bold diamonds? Oh no, that's just old. These fake ass MCs don't know where they're going. Where they're going.
Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. Always showing y'all my best, but you don't seem impressed. So I'ma keep doing what I do and nothing less. Just trying to figure out what's coming next. Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. Always showing y'all my best, but you don't seem impressed. So I'ma keep doing what I do and nothing less. Just trying to figure out what's coming next.
Feels like I'm waiting in line for success. It's time for the test, always trying to impress. Sometimes I get stressed with my rhymes, yo, I'm blessed. My shit gets your heart to beat fast like a nine to your chest. Sometimes in this life, dying is the best solution. Rhyming and improving, it's time to start moving. My mind is in
All right, so we're back. That was KD, the young blood to the game, as it said in the track. Up next, I have one of my good friends also. He goes by The Lost One.
Yeah, what's up,
Alright, and we're about to get to more, like, in detailed business about certain events that, like, we've gone through together, or not even, just, you know, stuff that happened around. I know, like, back when I was in high school, a lot of people would see large amounts of people chilling in the metro, and, you know, would get kind of intimidated or something like that. And then that's when they started getting Metro beasts into the whole thing.
Metro police.
Yeah, Metro police. Just for the correction of the slang there. But, yeah, and, you know, and then it got to a point where the Metro police started having the same rights as the regular police on the streets and were allowed even to carry guns or something like that. I wasn't too sure about the whole issue, but, you know, it gets kind of scary when there's people just after school waiting to like for their bus or not even or just taking time out right after school or something, and just to get harassed by the Metro Police for absolutely no reason. And that's when they started calling the real cops in, and you know, it's just like a pity, or like you want to continue on that note?
Well, basically, you know, it's not really much to say on that note. I mean, after school time is a time where kids hang out and they socialize with their friends. You know, there's nothing wrong with a group of kids hanging out, you know, wherever they feel to. I mean, it is a free country, you know. And basically, I feel that the harassment has been going on for, like, a little bit too long, you know, still in 2006. I mean, but when I was still in high school, I've been in Caesar for about, like, 2-3 years. When I was still in high school, they were harassing kids. And now I'm out of high school 3 years later, coming back to the metros, and they're still harassing kids. And still, kids are still getting $200 tickets, $300 tickets. And they're not paying the tickets. It's their parents paying the tickets on top of paying taxes already. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, you know, we've seen this going on long enough.
For sure. Do you think that how do they get physically, like, too physical sometimes?
Well, in the metros, I don't feel they get that, you know, certain, everybody has stories about how, you know, Metro Police have gotten physical with them and shit. I've had stories about it, you know. But it's more physical when you come into, like, impoverished neighborhoods, so to speak, you know what I mean? A Côte de Neige, an NDG, a Little Burgundy, places like that where, like, you might not see on the news all that's really going on. I mean, they're not going to put something in the news like yesterday a 14-year-old boy got shaken down by the police and like, that stuff doesn't make the news, and that's what goes on every day. That's where it more gets physical, where the public doesn't really get a chance to hear that it goes on. You know, young kids are getting strip searched, young kids are getting guns put to their heads, and, like, no one knows about what's going on. No one.
And all this is because the police really has the upper hand in the community, because they're seen as an authority figure, and not everything they do is really judged, I find, fairly. If I'm thinking from my point of view, it's like I've been through situations where it's gotten too far, and it's like, what does... And like how I was saying earlier, how that cop asked me about my nationality. I mean, that was totally irrelevant, and it still comes up today. Like, I'm in CEGEPT, and I've been going through this stuff since high school. It's been going on, and like, it's funny to see that it's never gonna seem to stop. And I was watching this interview on CBC or CTV that was with the head chief of the police, and he said something about, like, racial profiling is in Montreal, and there's nothing much we could do about it, because they had told him that in Halifax or in Nova Scotia they were taking down the races on every ticket that they gave out, and they realized that Hispanics, Arabs, and Blacks were getting a lot more tickets than a regular North American. And you know, and then when he was confronted with that, he said, like, he really said, racial profiling exists. There's nothing much we could really do about it. If you want to share any of your personal events that have happened with you.
Personal events? Well, I mean,
just your encounters with the cops.
Just being a youth coming from Côte de Neige is just an adventure all in itself. I mean, you could be, it doesn't matter whether you're 16 or 21, 24, you could be walking the street at any moment in time and have, you know, cops stop you. I mean, I remember as a kid, like, I could have been like 8, 9, 10 years old, and I was just running just for the sake of running, trying to get to the basketball court quicker because you're excited. You know how kids get. And I mean, cops will stop you and ask you, "Hey, yo, why are you running for?" Like, they think you're a criminal already from time you before you even step into a high school range, you know. And basically, just stuff like that of the sort happens just about every day. I could, you know, we could sit here and talk for about 2-3 hours about stories that people have. It's nothing, you know. But really, what we need to see right now is the change happen. You know what I mean? And I don't see it happening anytime soon, to tell you the truth. But, you know, that's what we need to, you know, push towards.
And that's hopefully what The Lost One tries to do with his music. And we're about to get to one of his songs right about now.
If you want to introduce Royal Peasants, that's the group. You know, I'm a part of the Royal Peasants. That's the rap crew. That's the group. That's the name. That's what we're rolling with right now. So you're about to hear a song from not The Lost One, but the Royal Peasants. So that's how we do it. Yeah.
lost when representing live for the royal peasants.
You know what I'm saying?
Since 2006,
Medusa,
it's time to rise.
Urban
time for us as humans to evolve. You know what I mean? We still stuck on all this racism, all this prejudice, and all this stuff. It should have been annihilated from society years ago. Let's go.
I dream of places free from hatred, it frustrates my brain. This life here is a nightmare, when I wake is pain. I'd rather sleep happy in peace, not knowing what's going on in these disastrous streets. But then I have to proceed through the days and the nights, full of bull and other struggles under tables despite. It's just the way I live life, it's been making it trite. Thinking back on things that happened, like I hate what I liked. But that don't make sense, dog, can you smell me? I don't need to be filthy rich, so it'd be nice to be wealthy. I'm just trying to be healthy and do right by my fam, but couldn't give a fuck less if you like who I am. So with the mic in my hand, I'll recite you my plans to go blow and grow so big my title expands. Urban logics from the royal peasants, highest commands, burning chronic with my loyal friends, dividing the grams.
Every border, every limit that I set in the world I'm living gets me farther away from freedom's gate. Even though I'm surrounded by evil sins, I don't have to give in, cause weakness is a prey to demons' hate. With a pen and a pad, I hit once from the past, thinking I was just a ghetto child with a dream of music and peace in the fierce North African streets. Get running water once a week, natural disasters yearly peak, bloody battles with police and poverty to say the least. No matter where you're from, struggle has different phase and form. With grace I embrace life with my songs, and I resonate through every state of mind till I'm gone.
I see the news, racism, war, and hate. The ignorant believe what they hear, all in fate. Men in hell have an early date, and so far, we're so far from the pearly gates. We got guns, and they ain't even legal here. The gun, but that ain't what people fear. I could never name all the tragedies folks have been through, but people fear people and the evil that men do. It's not too late to see where our status lies. Too many are two-faced to ever be satisfied. Let's pit our egos and our stats aside, and let us have faith just like the pastor cries. Everyone has a chance in this life, and that's golden. So grab the opportunity, not knife, get holding. When I look up at the stars, I see them falling soon. I just hope heaven made this dog a room.
For real, trust that. Know what I mean? You know it. Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur. All the fallen soldiers, anybody that ever lost anybody, you know how you feel.
Harmony,
everyone can relate.
Love,
yeah.
Prosperity,
peace. Keep dreaming of peace. Back, that was the Royal Peasants. And I hope you like that. If anyone feels that they need to give us feedback, please call us. Thank you very much, Mustafa. That's a big up to Mustafa, the news collective coordinator. He's the one who got me the spot, and I met with him maybe a week ago. No, more than that, 2 weeks ago, to get thinking about the show. And now we're here doing it. We're just a couple of youth having fun in the studio, you know. It's really nothing like big, but we hope that it's going to turn into that, and that we could continue playing, you know, good music from our local artists here in Montreal, because that's really what we have to support. I'd like to introduce now another good friend of mine. He goes by
Street Cypher Star, you know, the God Body, straight from Elmhurst, Southside NDG. It's a pleasure to be here with you, my brothers and sisters.
All right, very nice. He's just going to give us basically his two cents about the whole issue too, as KD did and the last one earlier on. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to get into that.
Yes, sir. I was listening as you were speaking earlier, and one of the things that I was thinking about is that there's people on the outside, you know, they can only give their opinion. And then there's the people on the inside, and they could give their reality, you know. So anytime you would let yourself maybe go into a community where there's a lot of what they would call minorities, you know, where there's a lot of poverty-stricken youth, you know, there's a lot of single-parent families. The communities I'm from, you know, the borough of Park X, Little Burgundy, NDG, Côte de Neige, Saint Laurent. If you would go into these communities and you would ask the individuals for their personal experiences with a policeman, you know, or with a law official, period, whether it's the SQ, the RCMP, and you ask them about any experiences they might have with that officer, I could guarantee you that they won't have any positive ones. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't be able to tell you, well, when I was six, I lost my bike and this police officer went and got my bike, or I was hungry when I was eight and we were in the park thirsty and they gave me water. Mm-hmm. There will never be no stories like that that you will encounter, you know, maybe from the blonde-eyed, from the blue-eyed, blonde-haired girl, you know, who goes to college. She might give you a nice story of something that happened where a policeman went out of his way to help her, you know. Mm-hmm. But me personally, I could only give you stories of, in terms of me dealing with them, you know. I can only give you negative stories. And it gets beyond the idea of were you doing something illegal or were you doing something that is legal. You know, in certain neighborhoods like me, I'm from Elmhurst, St. Jack Street, NDG, you know, one of the things that you can't do is make eye contact with a police officer. Mm-hmm. That's liable to get you in trouble, just looking at them in their eyes. Mm-hmm. Having nothing to do with if they seen you do something suspicious, if they seen you break a law, just you challenging them, their masculinity or their dominance, just them to get to getting the slight inclination that you have something that you're thinking against them, that could put you in a great deal of trouble.
For sure. I think it has a lot to do with if a policeman, like you say, if he's staring you into the eyes and he sees that your pants are a little baggy, or
yes,
or you've got earrings all over the place, or, you know, even it doesn't even have to do a lot with thugs. It could be whether you're punk or you could be or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, minding your own business, and they'll still run up on you and try to find something to pin against you. Mm-hmm. Which I find is a shame, because they're really there to serve and protect when that's not really what they're doing. You know what I mean?
I mean, supposedly that's what their job is. That's what they're paid for. You know, but in terms of one thing that is well known about police is that they always look out for each other. So regardless what one individual might do that is negative or was blatantly racist, the other policeman will cover for him, regardless of his act.
Okay. That's all the time we have. Or is there... All right, so there is time. Streets is gonna... We don't have any tracks from him, but he will grace us with his, you know, world...
Yes, sir.
...renowned freestyle.
It'd be my pleasure.
Say. All right, so run that beat, please.
Yo, Street Cypher Star, the God Body, CKUT, respect to the royal peasants. They got me up in here, you know what I mean? It's for the hood though. Yo, I keep it real if it's time to do the deal. I'm gutter forever, just like an iron sewer grill. I ain't going nowhere, I give you a cold stare. I put a spear through both ears, and I don't care if you say I'm not freestyling. I got your mom blazing, she's seniling. She don't remember what she did or where she been. But most my brethren's doing bids in the pen. I'm trying to see them free so we could burn some tree and teach these youngins how to be a real G. I'm like a general building my infantry. Yo, these police, they try to limit me. These pagan frauds, A&R, they killing me. Yeah, for real, gangster, I'm the epitome. And you could tell from the way that I'm living that I ain't dealing with y'all cats, fakes religion. I spit in that knowledge. I'm not Muslim cause I eat pork, but I bring you babies the straight life like a stork at the doorstep. I got a little rep, but I want some more rep, so I'ma kick down the door off his hinges and make sure you respect me in these 60 seconds. 1 minute, I'ma do it till the last. You turn around and I shoot you in your ass. I ain't even gotta say it, but when they play it, I make sure I'm spaced out just like a spaceship. I don't deal with NASA, but I got my breath and I got my rep on my chest, cause I ain't got asthma. I'ma stay moving with oxygen, and I spit for modern day men. Something that you can't comprehend is spiritual, and make sure if you mute, I'm still hearing you.
Alright, thank you very much, Streets. A very big up to Mustafa
Elmhurst,
Streets, Elmhurst, NDG, the last one, and KD. Thank you to everybody who helped out with the show.
Royal Peasants MySpace,
check it out for sure. Alright, we're out. This was The Breakdown, and we broke shit down.